Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for Celeste and John this morning. Well, going to Aurora, Colorado now, authorities have identified the suspect in last night's shooting at a crowded movie theater in that suburban Denver town. They say he's James Holmes, 24-year-old American. He's in police custody. Authorities now say 12 people were killed, almost 40 hurt at the midnight showing of the new Batman movie. Some are being treated for gunshots, shrapnel wounds, and chemical exposure. Police say Holmes opened fire in a theater during a showing of that latest Batman movie. It's called The Dark Knight Rises. Joining us now from, I believe, from Aurora is Robin Hanzi, Aurora resident who lives just a mile or two from that movie theater. Robin, is that right?
Probably a little farther than that, but I do live near there, yes.
Yeah, and you're a regular at that multiplex?
I'm not necessarily. My kids go there, but I've been there several times. What I was hearing was just this all unfolding on the scanners and that kind of thing, and it was incredible to listen to.
You're a police scanner listener.
Well, we have a website called SmokyHillBound.com, and that website monitors scanner information, and we post that information for, you know, our listeners in the Aurora area.
I see. We have some audio ourselves, some police scanner audio from last night as the chaos was unfolding in Theater 8 and 9 at the Multiplex in Aurora. Let's listen. We're hearing taped police scanner coverage as chaos unfolded at the Multiplex in Aurora, Colorado. You hear them talking about Theater 8 and Theater 9. What is the reaction, Robin Hanzi, of Aurora in your community this morning? What are you hearing from friends and family?
Well, obviously, first thing I thought of was my kids, because they loved the whole Dark Knight whole thing. And at first, when I first heard about this, I didn't realize that was that midnight showing for that Batman movie. When I found that out, I was way more concerned about my kids, because what you have to understand is there's a Southlands movie theater that a lot of these kids in Aurora go to also. But because there was all the scalping going on with the Dark Knight movie, some of those kids were, like, from Southlands would go to the Centuryplex, you know, and that kind of thing. So I was very concerned about my kids. I do believe they're fine. Hopefully their friends are fine as well. And then everybody in the neighborhood just came out and started talking to each other. We just cannot believe it, especially since this is, you know, kind of the same. Well, it's the same town as Columbine, and it feels exactly the same.
Right, just about 25 miles away, Aurora to Columbine. Robin Hanzi, hold the line. I want to go now to Rachel Fedeli joining us now. Rachel, you were in Theater 8 last night. You're an eyewitness, at least in the adjacent theater to the shooting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What did you see?
About 15 minutes into the movie, in an intense gun scene, that we had heard about, like, three pops coming from the front of the theater, and then a bunch, like a cloud of smoke. And people were kind of looking around, confused. They weren't sure where it was coming from, if it was part of the movie or not, and if it was fire, like little firework poppers. And it happened again. And then the emergency alarms went off and said that there was an emergency in the theater and for everyone to evacuate. And at that point, everyone kind of rushed up and ran to the bottom of the theater. And there was blood on the about 6 steps on the right side of the theater, and people were freaking out, and everyone ran towards the left side, the left exit. But when they approached the door, they were told that we couldn't leave that way because there was a gunman. And so at that point, everyone was unsure what to do. People were crying because we couldn't go to the right, we couldn't go to the left, and we didn't know where any other exits were. So people were huddled up at the front, just standing there, and everyone felt so helpless because we didn't have any way to get out. We felt trapped, and no one knew what was going on. And then someone opened the door at the top of the movie theater that led to the upstairs balcony of, like, out in the movie theater, like, lobby, and people, and then all of a sudden people just ran up the stairs, and I was kind of in the middle, so I don't know if there, I don't think there was any trampling, but people just ran as fast as they could out of the theater, and when we got out, everyone just kind of looked over the balcony to see if it was safe to run down, to run outside where all the police were, but people were just, everyone was really scared because no one knew at all what was happening. No one knew what was going on in Theater 9. No one even knew that anything was happening in Theater 9. And people were didn't even know if it was a gun or if it was little fireworks. And but then when we got outside, there was someone who had got shot in the knee who was leaning against like a wall, and people were holding pressure to her knee. So at that point, everybody kind of figured it out, and we didn't, we kind of left without giving a statement because there were about 11 of us, and we're only 18, and so we're all really scared, and so we just left, and we didn't even know when we left that there was a shooting going on in Theater 9. That's how, like, oblivious to the whole situation we were, because we didn't even have any idea, and no one told us. They just told us that there was an emergency and that we had to leave.
Rachel, it was our understanding that police had collected some 200 witnesses and driven them off to a local school to give statements. Just briefly, were you one of them?
No.
You have not given a statement to police, in other words?
No, because we were, by the time we got out there, it was early enough to where police were just still arriving, mm-hmm. and all the people that we were coming out with, everyone was just running to their cars.
All right. Well, it sounds absolutely horrific. How much time, it may be hard for you to estimate, I guess, because of the chaos, but can you put a finger on how much time elapsed between when people were told to evacuate and when they could actually get out of Theater 8 amid all of the confusion?
I would say it took like 3 to 5 minutes before we all finally could evacuate after we couldn't leave through the left or the right, and everyone, it took about 3 minutes of us just kind of standing, not knowing what to do, until we realized, or we got to go up to the emergency exit at the top of the theater, and so it wasn't that long that passed. It felt like a long time, but it wasn't that long, but it was just terrifying to just have to stand there not knowing where to go, because people are telling us not to leave but to leave, but we just didn't know where to go.
And are you hearing gunfire and chaos next door at the same time, or was it silent?
No, because they hadn't turned off Batman. It was still playing while it was going on, so it was really loud, and we didn't even know that anything was going on in Theater 9.
Oh, so the movie's still going on, probably with pretty loud soundtrack and everything else. You're just told, you're told it is a gunman, but you didn't actually hear gunfire. Now, we were told, Rachel Fedeli, in earlier reports, that the chaos sort of started during a time in the movie where there was a gunfight scene, and that led to a lot of confusion because people thought it was part of the show.
Yeah, it was about the first or second major gun scene, and it was really loud already. And so when we first heard the first couple of pops, people were unsure, and the smoke, people thought it was an effect or something relating to the movie. And then it happened again, and people were really confused, and they knew that it wasn't part of the movie, but they didn't know what it was. And that's when the emergency alarm sounded.
And now describe in a little more detail, if you would, the scene once you got out into the, I guess, the hallway or the foyer of the movie theater. You said you saw somebody hunched over with a gunshot wound to the leg. What else did you see?
Well, they were leaning on the ground with the gunshot wound, but it was pretty much, I saw people crying really bad with a couple other people. And when we got out there, it was before I'm pretty sure it was before people started coming out from Theater 9, because there wasn't, and we didn't even know that at that time that there was anything going on in Theater 9, just that there was a gunman. But even at that point, someone had come up to us, who I think that was also in movie theater, and said that it was just a firework thing. So and then people were telling us otherwise. So it was still confusing once we got outside. And but then when we saw the girl who was, or the lady who was on the ground with the gunshot wound to the knee, we knew that it wasn't. And people were just like running as fast as they could to their cars to get out of there, because there was police officers that kept driving in, and people, and we knew that there was a gunman, but we didn't know where. And so people were just trying to get out of there as fast as they could.
I've been reading on your Twitter feed, which is @9Rachel. You sent a couple of tweets about your experience, many of which you've described more eloquently here on the air. But I assume you've regrouped with your friends who you were with, talking to them or texting. What have your conversations been like?
We just made sure that we were all okay. When we left, we were pretty much still in the same group, kind of dispersed a little bit, but mostly together. And I know that once I got home, I called a couple of my friends. They called me, and Facebook like blew up with people making sure that other people were okay, because the movie theater that we went to is really common for people who used to go or went to our school. And so there was a lot of people that we knew there. And so people were just making sure that everyone was okay. I knew that one of my friends, her twin brother, was in theater 9, and he made it out okay, but he was talking to her at the same time that we were all trying to evacuate. And as far as I know, everyone that I knew and came with, they're okay, just shaken up.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. What have your friends said to you since? Well, let me ask you a different question. Have you gotten any sleep?
No.
None. Been up all night?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It feels really surreal, almost like it. I can't even believe it happened. It was something that I never expected to happen, because I hear about school shootings, but I never expected something similar to happen. And so it doesn't feel real since everything went by so quickly in the movie theater. It's just, it's crazy to think that the movie theater next to us was, if we were in there or if the gunman was in our theater, how different the situation could have been. It's just a lot going back and like what ifs and second guessing things, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, you're 18, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're too young maybe to directly remember Columbine, which happened in your neighborhood not too far away. But the rest of us remember it, and it's difficult, and I know it's difficult in your community. I actually come from Denver myself. Was born there. And I just want to thank you for taking not only the time, but, dealing with the stress of getting with us live on the radio to talk about your experiences. They sound horrific. I know it's not easy. And we really appreciate the help. So, Rachel, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Get yourself some rest. That's Rachel Fedeli of Aurora, Colorado, an eyewitness to last night's shooting in Theater 8 at the Multiplex Theater in Aurora, Colorado.